Chapter 4. The Psychopath Test. They had psychopaths naked and talking about their feelings. Bob Hare laughed. They had psychopaths on beanbags. They had psychopaths acting as therapists to their fellow psychopaths. He shook his head at the idealism of it all. Incredible, he said. It was an August evening and I was drinking with Bob Hare in a hotel bar in rural Pembrokeshire, West Wales. He was quite a feral-looking man with yellow-white hair and red eyes, as if he'd spent his life in battle, battling psychopaths, the very forces of evil. It was exciting to finally meet him. Whilst names like Elliot Barker and Gary Mayer have all but faded away, surviving only in obscure reports detailing crazily idealistic psychiatric endeavours from days long gone, Hare is influential. Justice departments and parole boards all over the world have accepted his contention that psychopaths are quite simply incurable, and everyone should concentrate their energies instead on learning how to root them out using his PCLR checklist, which he spent a lifetime refining. His is not the only psychopath checklist around, but it's by far the most extensively used. It is the one used to diagnose Tony at Broadmoor and get him locked up for the past 12 years. Bob Hare saw the Oak Ridge programme as yet more evidence of psychopaths' untrustworthiness. Teach them empathy and they'll cunningly use it as an empathy-faking training exercise for their own malicious ends. Indeed, every observer who has studied the Oak Ridge programme has come to that same conclusion. Everyone, that is, except Gary Mayer. Yeah, Gary told me, I guess we had inadvertently created a finishing school for them. There had always been that worry, but they were doing well in the programme. They were doing well and then suddenly, he got fired. When they saw their leader be trashed like that, I think it empowered them, Gary said. There was like a, this is bullshit. And we got a rebound. Some of the psychopaths, Gary believed, went off and killed to teach the authorities a lesson. That's what happens when you fire a man as inspiring as Gary Mayer. He sounded mournful, defensive, and utterly convinced of himself when he told me.